Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies and town halls that he attended or not. The 538.com website currently reports that John Faso votes with Donald Trump's positions 89.4% of the time.
Aaron Kelly in USA Today reports that on June 28th, Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, voted for a resolution, and I quote, insisting, end quote, that the Justice Department turn over many documents by July 6th about the ongoing investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election and possible collusion between the president's campaign and the Russians. All Republicans voted for the resolution. All Democrats voted against. Republicans made clear this is a part of an attempt to end the investigation into the president's campaign. Mark Meadows, a South Carolina-based Republican, said, and I quote, "When we get these documents, we believe that they will do away with this whole fiasco of what they call the Russian-Trump collusion because there wasn't any," end quote. Republicans said they would impeach Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein if he doesn't comply with the request or hold him in contempt of Congress. Democrats believe the bipartisan investigation should be allowed to complete its work. Representative Adam Schiff of California said, and I quote, "This is a collaboration with the president masquerading as oversight," end quote. And New York's Representative Gerald Nadler said, and I quote, "If they somehow bully the Department of Justice into turning over materials that go to the core of Special Counsel Mueller's investigation, that information probably would be shared with the subjects of the investigation, mainly the president," end quote. You read the full story in USA Today. On June 29th, Congress began the July 4th holiday, when most legislators go back to their districts to meet with constituents, but Representative John Faso does not have anything at all listed on the public schedule on his website. The Kinderhook-based Republican has not listed any public events on his website for over 6 months. The Delaware County Scope Group, however, has publicized a July 21st Faso appearance, that is, at a rally for the Second Amendment pro-gun rights event at 11 a.m. at the Courthouse Square in Delhi. Chris Tague, the Republican State Assemblyman from the 102nd District, is also listed in attendance at the event.
Ellen Ferguson reports in Roll Call that the Senate passed its farm bill June 28th without the cuts to food stamps championed by Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook. The bill passed 86-11, with both New York Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand voting in favor. Next, there will be a Senate House Conference Committee after Congress returns from its week-long 4th of July recess to work out the differences. Chief among them is the House insistence to add more work requirements to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or food stamps. The Senate bill would also, unlike the House version, legalize industrial hemp production, encourage exports to Cuba, extend the flood insurance program, and allow grazing on some conservation lands. Read the full story in Roll Call. Chris McKenna reports in The Fray that 2 days after Antonio Delgado became the Democratic nominee for Congress in the 19th Congressional District, the House Democrats campaign group added Delgado to a list of 55 challengers they will fund in the fall campaign. Delgado is taking on freshman Representative John Faso from Kinderhook in November. Quote, "Antonio Delgado has the strength, integrity, and dedication to give this community the voice it deserves," unquote, Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee Chairman Ben Ray Lujan said June 28th. Delgado led his six rivals in fundraising in the primary campaign and will now get more money from the national Democrats. Read the full story at The Fray.
On July 2nd, local congressperson John Faso's campaign manager, Tom Szymanski, demanded Faso's opponent state his position on whether the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency should be closed. And I quote, "Antonio Delgado's silence on this issue is disturbing. Mr. Delgado must immediately inform the voters of the 19th Congressional District if he stands with Mayor de Blasio, Kirsten Gillibrand, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Cynthia Nixon, or other fellow progressives on the loony left by wishing to abolish ICE. Voters deserve to know whether Mr. Delgado will work to abolish the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement," end quote. But WGXC could not find any statements about not abolishing ICE on Faso's campaign website or on his congressional website, so voters may be unsure about Faso's position on the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. Delgado, a Democrat, is now on record as he replied on Twitter July 3rd, saying he does not support abolishing ICE. Delgado's Twitter account said, and I quote, "Congressman Faso should feel free to contact me directly with his inquiries about my positions. I would be happy to exchange cell phone numbers so that he does not need his staffer to send out statements written by Paul Ryan," end quote. New York Senator Gillibrand has said she would like to, and I quote, "reimagine," end quote, the agency with a, and I quote, "very different mission. I don't think ICE is working as intended. I believe it has become a deportation force, and I think it should separate the criminal justice from the immigration issues," end quote. New York's other senator, Chuck Schumer, has a significantly different opinion. He said, and I quote, "ICE does some functions that are very much needed. Reform ICE? Yes. That's what I think we should do," end quote. A Harvard-Harris poll from June 24th, 25th found that about half of the self-identified liberals said ICE should be disbanded. 41% of Democrats agreed, and 22% of Republicans agreed with ending the agency. Labor Day was once said to be the beginning of the campaign season, but with a heated political environment, the election between freshman Representative John Faso, a Republican, and Democrat Antonio Delgado is already underway. Neither candidate lists local appearances in advance on their websites, but there were reports that they were marching in local parades on the 4th of July. Delgado showed photos on his Twitter feed of him in several parades, starting the day at the Hyde Park Independence Day Parade, where he marched with Assembly candidate Karen Smyth and others. Then he went to Oneata's hometown 4th Festival and ended the day at Windham's Parade in Greene County, marching with Assembly candidate Adrian O'Connor and others. According to social media accounts, Faso spent the morning marching in the Saugerties' July 4th Parade.